So we should take into, we should consider this factor as the most important factor, because this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further twice as important as the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in our means in designing our remote controls.
The last one is most
No, the
important.
first one, you see. The outlook of the mobile, it should have a fancy outlook, the fancy design. Rather than just having a functional look and feel good, it should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control that rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speech recognition, something like that. So that indicates our technological advancement. The third most important aspect in this to take into consideration is that it should be easy to use. Like it shouldn't be too much complicated. There shouldn't be too many buttons on this remote control. It shouldn't be too complicated. Like this way, and it should be, and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something so that they would know how to use these remote controls. When we did sessions, recent session, our recent session update.
Should make a big sponge lemon. Like every yellow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just doing it. No, it's got it, it's got it.
So the back of it is existing designs, one that was good about them.
Ah. Looks threatening. Yeah, it looks like, yeah. Blind don't watch TV. They do? The LCD and the other stuff, I think. Yeah, but not. But price notwithstanding, is it too complicated? Is it going to be too much just overload? But the thing is, when you use remote control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the TV, and it's it just seems kind of like a needless. So which vegetable? The lemon? Well, what are the options?
If it doesn't work, you know, just made a lemon.
Child friendly, yeah. It seems quite easy because I like the different shapes of the buttons and stuff. I think that's a good idea.
I like the colorful buttons as well.
And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use mouses now with their scrolling thing.
I mean, we are marketing for sort of 35 to 35,
yeah.
So most people will have common content with that.
Yeah. So they'd be able to use that. And as I said, I think it, I presume it would come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
That means you get the bump traffic to the TV when it comes to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess there are a lot of options that we're gonna have to choose from among.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the, I guess, technical considerations for those. And I'm gonna use a whiteboard just because we haven't used it.
Yeah.
Right. So, the way I'm gonna do this. Is we're going to take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work, reuse the vital kind of essential pieces of it, and then we'll throw in our new innovations and keep it all within budget. So, looking inside a very simple remote control, this is what they sent me. Okay, here's the competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside, and there's a chip, a processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons. And right, it's the very cheap remote. This remote costs nothing, you know. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers, op amps, and then that gets sent to the LED light, which you can kind of see is that little red light bulb at the end, and that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. Oh, here it is. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control because it defines the No, I mean, this is a very old one, so now with the new technology, this is a minimally small and cheap thing to make. Right, so this is what we need to have for certain. So, you know, as I said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, what's it going to be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than they had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, double curve. So lots of choices. What do we think? Or sponge, I guess, isn't on there, right? Organic sponge. Yeah, it's very elasticy for sure. Yeah, so. Okay, so I hear a plastic, latex. All right. So something with give to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And the color is yellow, right?
Yellow.
Okay. Okay. So yellow for the body, and then what color for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons.
Yeah.
So multicolored buttons.
Do you have ones like plain, green, or on and off with red and stuff like that?
Yeah, or maybe just a limited multicolor so it doesn't look too challenging.
Yeah, that's true. Because that blue one is like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
okay, so the shape we want to go, how exactly? Maybe double.
Hourglass kind of figures, are you thinking of? Or
yeah,
just
that's comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't.
What about a banana? Yeah? Okay. Like, we could have a big banana shaped remote control because it's yellow, fruit, right?
How would you point it?
Oh, it doesn't matter which end you point, I guess. We could have little LEDs on each end.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea because this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can link it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, that what our data shows that.
Yeah.
So this.
What? Sure
so spongy. Banana. Okay.
I think maybe just draw on the kind of pre-measurable shape. What else did you say about fashion? What was
trend? The fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables.
See. So maybe an unidentifiable fruit or vegetable, like, so it had a stem, perhaps. And maybe it'd be axially symmetric.
What's that? I don't even know the name of it. You know, it's like, it looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
So it'd look like this, kind of?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a gourd, almost? Or a squash of some sort?
Because that you can hold it in, like, the bottom bit.
Yeah. And it has a clear top and bottom, say, so you could say, you know, it transmits from this end. So double curved, single curved, what do we feel?
Yeah. Or we can do something, we can design 2-3 shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay, I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, you could do that. So buttons. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Okay. With a scroll wheel or no? Okay, I could put the microphone here. Okay, there's the microphone.
Yeah.
Where should I put the microphone?
Are we sure that scroll wheel does get ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just the inspiration, I think.
Okay, well, we can do some user tests with scroll wheels, right? So, should the microphone be just anywhere on it, or?
Put it sort of sub-centrally, so it's, yeah.
Okay, there's the mic.
So it can be sort of held, and, really going to need to hold it if it's going to be voice recognition.
No, well, we can... Whoops. Yeah. sorry. Okay. Yeah, it. They can work from a. You don't have to hold it. Yeah. It could even encourage healthier habits for television watchers. You know, they have fruits all around them. I just make sure they don't eat the remote. But yeah. But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld or close. It can set a distance and pick it up still.
Somebody wants it in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that. So it will give a banana shape look. If somebody wants it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look. So in that way, you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay.
Without
still leave the buttons in the same place.
Yeah, button will be on the upper side. Buttons will be on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other side.
Buttons will be on the upper side, lower side we will just put the casing. So half of that will be look
deep.
Yeah, not the upper side. So from lower you can, means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple look, whatever. So in that way, we need not have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casing through shape.
Yeah.
Wanting it because we want to look at it, actually using it, and what we want to look at is facing it.
Okay, so. Yeah, so I guess you decide on the material, right? So that spongy latex, rubber, everything feel. And the colors we got down.
Yeah.
And the shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or. As for the energy source, you know, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but we don't have to be limited by that. We can use a hand dynamo. I don't know, that means we crank it. Right, it's like those watches that you can.
Yeah.
So this might be an idea for something that people really want to grab. You can shake it if it's out of power. So if it's not working, I guess people's natural reaction anyway is to just shake the thing. There's solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside.
Yeah.
Solar energy and the days when there is no solar sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that.
Okay. So probably just. So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
We're good. Okay. The user interface, the buttons. I guess we talked about this already. The electronics. Basically, the more features we add. So the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy and put in. Which adds to the cost, as you can expect. I think we can keep it all under budget. So the speech thing, you said our research and development department came up with some breakthrough. So just in time. Right. Yeah, and keeping the LCD screen out. Huh? Oh yeah, that's it. So control F8.
just touch the mic.
It's actually shut there.
It's on, but it's
not. Okay, now.
Try flipping the screen down.
Our next meeting is in half an hour.
Okay.
And what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in Clay.
Oh, I get to do it too.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Yeah, yeah.
And further instructions will be sent via
personal. Okay.
Save everything to the shared documents, is that right?
Yeah, I hope I can recover this, because I've accidentally deleted it. Which doesn't really help me much. Yeah, can you save that, send that last one again, please? Right, just I still can't find it on the...
It was under a different name.
It goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
But I can't open that because it asks for some username or password.
Oh man. These lapel mics are trouble.
Are
we done with our meeting?
Don't
we usually get a questionnaire?